on vaccines in general. This is also not a book against the vaccines as such, nor is it a book that casts doubt on the fact that there are severe cases of COVID-19. As was discussed in the section, COVID-19 is a real disease. Nor does it claim that there are no cases at all of people dying from with COVID-19. Just as there are people dying every day from deadly diseases, some of which are also accompanied by COVID-19. This is a book that explores whether there is a COVID-19 pandemic. Concluding that there is no such pandemic, which follows from a compelling critical fact. This is a book based on the absolute truth that no group of biological units can escape the deadly effect of pandemics. This absolute truth is violated in the case of COVID-19, which causes one to conclude that there is specifically no COVID-19 pandemic. The reality of the COVID-19 pandemic is the buzz phrase, not whether there is COVID-19 as part of the mix of diseases that people are dying from. COVID-19 is part of that mix, and that is not the issue here. This is a book devoted to truth against the massive lies smashing the world through the global private media trumpets of false information. Now, despite the positive attitude this writing has towards vaccines in general, when they address a real problem, it must be said that there is absolutely no way that this author would agree that the questions regarding vaccines are closed, and there should be no debate about them even in principle, outside the potential anti-COVID-19 vaccines. There should be no public debate about anti-COVID-19 vaccines, however, because there is no COVID-19 pandemic in the first place. This said, it must also be added that no debate about vaccines, even whenever it's justified, is a debate about science. Confer also the section, The New Movement, Self-Determination of Anonymous Insignificance. We must be perfectly clear. Virology is not exactly science, the way botany, zoology, or mineralogy are not exactly science. They have elements of science, since they classify plants, creatures, and minerals, and can tell the difference between a cricket and a bunny. Never mind that both of these living organisms, both jumping around on the lane, makes them having something in common. However, there's no way that we can carry out a reproducible experiment to prove how they have come about on the Earth, the way we can never be sure that the archaeological artifacts we find during excavations are the genuine representatives defining a past civilization, and that the real artifacts, which will genuinely characterize that civilization, have not disappeared without a trace. We can never achieve a better understanding of the world without paying attention to these peculiarities, preventing the undue elevation of some disciplines to the heights where they don't belong. Incidentally, it's not the anti-COVID-19 pandemic stance that is the phenomenon to be understood. Such an inevitable stance follows from the absolute truth that elite is spared death from with COVID-19, which is impossible if the COVID-19 pandemic were real. What needs to be understood is why the falsity known as COVID-19 pandemic is imposed on everyone. I wrote a whole book entitled No Great Reset, also concerning the answer to this question. So it's given less attention here.